everybody. Welcome to this very special Weird World Weird Bit breaking news edition.
Carrie, no. This is a weird news special report. Cocaine sharks! Exclamation point. Carrie, this is very serious. I'm trying to save lives here, okay?
Okay.
You need to respect that.
Okay.
Well, okay. We want to make sure everybody stays safe. But first, a little bit of background. You probably remember the movie Cocaine Shark?
No.
Released in 2023 as a horror film directed by Mark Polonia.
Wait, are you serious?
I'm dead serious. There's a movie called Cocaine Shark.
After Cocaine Bear came out?
Actually, incredibly precisely, due to Cocaine Bear coming out. It involved a drug lord who I guess created like a new drug called HT25. Okay. And it was derived from sharks somehow. And he had his evil secret laboratory. And somehow this drug caused sharks to be mutated. There was an explosion in the lab, and the mutated sharks were released into the wild, and horror ensued there.
Okay.
And the film showed, I guess, various mutated creatures. None of the creatures were actually sharks on cocaine. It had absolutely nothing to do with that. What happened is that when the movie Cocaine Bear was announced, and you know, supposedly based on a true story, and in fact, that wasn't all that true. Like all these true stories, they're rarely that true. But I guess people started talking about, like, you know, the next one could be Cocaine Shark. Kind of semi-joking. I guess this got around to social media. And apparently someone even approached Elizabeth Banks or talked to Elizabeth Banks, and she said, interesting, I would consider it. Before, though, Elizabeth could do anything about that, Mark Polonia said, yeah, we're releasing my film, and they released it on January 29th, 2023, which I believe was even before Cocaine Bear came out. Obviously people were aware of Cocaine Bear. There's a lot of buzz and everything like that. So they quickly released their movie in Japan. It was released under the title Kanazami Shakurabu, which means crab shark.
What?
And for the American release, it was rebranded and called Cocaine Shark because of Cocaine Bear.
Right.
And it was released in July of 2023 in the U.S. It has nothing to do whatsoever with sharks on cocaine.
Yeah.
Critics called it terrible and lazy. End quote. And this is from Wikipedia, I think. It said, with criticism aimed at the plot, camera work, acting, lighting, and special effects.
Lighting, even.
Not sure what's left.
Wow.
Sound guy, nailed it. Everybody else, sucked. They said that it was mostly just a bunch of dialogue, wasn't all that much creatures. But again, this was just rushed to release. It sounds like he already made this shark movie.
Right, yeah.
And he just said, oh, hey, Cocaine
Roughly
Shark.
Roughly had to deal with drugs and
exactly. So he called sharks, it Cocaine Shark. Yeah. And at the end of the Wikipedia article, it says, see also cocaine crabs from outer space and meth gator.
Oh, God.
My response to that is, fuck yes, I'm going to see also meth gator. So I looked up meth gator, and meth gator was a movie that came out in 2024 this year, directed by a guy named Christopher Douglas Olin Ray. So Douglas Olin is hyphenated with, it's like a hyphenated middle name, and then he has another last name, Ray.
Wow.
Cool name. And of course, it was produced by none other than our friends at The Asylum, which is that despicable and sleazy studio that just cranks out mockbusters by the dozens. It just, you know, creates dumb fake movies based on big actual
is it
real movies.
Like Sharknado, those people.
No, worse than that. It's like literally, you know, it would like when if Jaws came out, it would make a movie called Maws and about a giant, you know, carp eating people or something like that.
Yeah,
it's just it's a scuzzy, sleazy, very parasitical studio. I think C. Thomas Howell has something to do with it, by the way.
Ooh.
The washed up actor. So in this movie, Meth Gator, the tagline is just, the plot is just described as this. All hell breaks loose in Florida when an alligator eats a lot of meth and starts killing everyone. That's it.
Well,
here's how this one came out. In February 2023, which is when Cocaine Bear was announced, the Asylum Studio announced a film on Twitter, and it was going to have the title Attack of the Meth Gator. The next day, they released another tweet from Asylum that had like something, had the cast, you heard that right, talking about it. The next day, they then confirmed that filming had been completed on February 25th. I looked up when Cocaine Bear was released. It was released on February 24th. That means they filmed Meth Gator in a day. Well, that's true. They filmed it in a day.
No.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. They already, they knew Cocaine Bear was a thing.
I suppose.
Well before it was, you know.
So, yeah, you're right. This is how it was written.
Yeah.
It's poorly written. Yes. They must have been filming before that.
Because that's not possible.
I'm sure not very long.
Yeah.
And I presumably that's principal photography, so it doesn't include especially the really cheesy special effects, yeah, which is done in post. This story was supposedly based on an event in 2019 when a Tennessee police department in the town of Loretto issued a press release publicly discouraging people from flushing down meth in their toilets because of the possibility that it could be eaten by animals, and including alligators, which would create a hyper-aggressive meth gators. This was, it turns out, that's true.
Really?
In 2019... and I believe it was July 13th, they did release this that press release. And it did warn that people need to stop, you know, putting methamphetamines in through the sewer because we could wind its way up to the Shoal Creek in the Tennessee River, down within their water system, I guess. And animals would eat it, including alligators, and become high on meth and start being hyper-aggressive. They really did.
Well, I understand. I mean, I don't know what meth looks like. What's the form of it?
It's powder. And
so if you flush it down the toilet, it's going to immediately be dispersed within millions of gallons of water.
But it gets within the water. And they actually, and so the idea was that it could impact animals down the water chain. That's the right word. That's the idea.
It might impact them, but I doubt that a single gator would get enough of a dose.
There had been a June report earlier that someone was feeding meth to squirrels. and the police department said they've had enough meth up animals the past few weeks without our help. Now, quickly, a biologist from the University of Florida said, "This is ridiculous. This knows the thing as meth gator." So quickly, the Loretta Police Department kind of backtracked.
Yeah.
And they said, no. They said we were just joking.
Oh, sure.
Said, we've had to explain that to our cousins across the pond twice. The post they released in a Twitter post about how we're not implying that there really are meth gators out there. The police chief, Bobby Joe Killen, said, as far as I know, there's no methed up gators being sighted anywhere. It's just a joke to let people know they don't need to be flushing their drugs of any kind down the sewer system. They need to dispose of it in a proper manner, which is a serious issue.
Yes.
Apparently, though, this guy had done that. They had done jokey press releases to kind of grab attention.
Yeah.
So there is some background here. So there is not any real meth gators, and they were just kidding people. Let's lighten up.
Probably not the best of ideas for your police department unless
then
somehow make it clear it's a joke.
To which I answer, well, maybe there aren't any meth gators out there. Maybe. But it turns out there really are cocaine sharks out there. Just this year, a group in Brazil released a report that said they had found pretty significant amounts of cocaine off the coast of Rio de Janeiro in Brazil in 13 different sharks that they had captured and tested. The cocaine was in their liver and in their muscle tissues. It was reported to be as much as 100 times higher than any cocaine level found previously in marine life that has been studied for what's inside their system. A quote from one of the authors said, "We were actually dumbfounded. We were excited in a bad way, but it's a novel report. It's the first time this data has ever been found for any top predator," unquote. So that's a little scary. The study in Brazil, it said that there's cocaine coming down from the rivers and washing out into the ocean from all over Brazil, and they found a lot of cocaine in various rivers in Brazil. Other experts have looked into cocaine residue in the Gulf of Mexico because they dump packages all the time.
Right. Yeah.
Into the Gulf of Mexico. Huge bricks of cocaine are dumped all the time into the Gulf. In fact, there was a documentary out last year called Cocaine Sharks by real scientists making the documentary saying they had been finding cocaine in the system of sharks in the Gulf of Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And were worried about it. In Brazil, the sharks that they captured and tested and had a lot of cocaine were a species called the sharp-nose shark. And it's pretty small. In fact, it's widely eaten by Brazilians.
Oh.
And so, my answer is sure, for now, it's just these little small sharp-nosed sharks. Don't get more than about 3 feet. But it's only a matter of time before the vicious bull shark of the Gulf of Mexico, one of them gets amped up on some Peruvian flake, and they start darting up. You know, they get close to the water. You got a little kid, maybe a group of little kids, building sandcastles right at the water's edge. And let's say Pensacola, Florida, that bull sharks come in, snatch them, pull them back. And when bull sharks grab you, they do not let go. It's only a matter of time, Carrie. This is going to happen. Or maybe, God forbid, Carrie.
Great white.
White sharks.
Yeah.
Maybe here in California on the coast where they are, you dump some cocaine, you flush it down the sewage system, it gets out into the ocean, and you've got sky-high, amped-up, hyper-aggressive great white sharks ripping apart seals and killing surfers.
I'm not that worried about it.
I'm very worried about it. I'm trying to save lives here.
Okay.
You're just going to poo-poo it and probably let people die.
Okay. Well, I agree it's a bad idea to flush your drugs down the toilet. There are drug take-back programs in your city. So Google it in your city to find out how to do it. But
I suppose.
Or your county, depending on where you live. But I what do you do with illegal drugs?
Snort it.
The county's not going to take your cocaine that you don't want.
What I'm trying to urge you all is to just go ahead and take the drugs and not throw them away. However, it turns out that could be just as bad or even worse. So some people think the source of this is like, you know, being dumped or something like that, right? Here's a quote from a scientist, Dr. Hauser Davis, who studied this. Quote, "We feel that the major source would be excretion through urine and feces from people using cocaine. Most wastewater treatment plants worldwide cannot effectively filter these substances, leading to their release into the ocean." You heard that right. So next week, we're going to bring you another weird news special alert. You are literally swimming in shit. That's next week. Thank you. We're not going to... Carrie, I won't rest until I start saving lives. Okay, Carrie?
Okay.
Can you believe that? Did you hear that right? So these wastewater treatments don't filter for urine and feces, and it's dumped into the ocean.
What I understood that to mean is they can't effectively filter out the drugs.
I choose that to mean that there's raw sewage going into our ocean.
No,
probably
there isn't.
Misinterpreting that, Carrie, but I choose
You're
to misinterpret
that. Misinterpreting that.
In order to have another special weird news special report, Carrie.
But I'll bet you there are plenty of places that don't, and raw sewage is dumped into the ocean.
There you go. And soon that's going to bring more cocaine sharks, more meth sharks, maybe even have meth gators. It may turn out to be a prescient omen of things to come, Carrie. We don't know that. Pretty scary. Terrified of cocaine sharks like I am? Tell us about it, because eventually they're going to start killing us. There's no question whatsoever. I pray for the seals out there, too.
Circle of life.
Carrie, no. Cocaine is not part of that circle of life, Carrie.
Yeah, but maybe it'll kill the sharks.
Okay, well, that's terrible, too.
I know.
Because we kill a lot of sharks for shark fin soup and stuff like that, and just out of sheer fear. So that's our special news. I read that, and I thought, I have to warn our listeners, be safe, stay out of the water until we figure out how to get rid of the cocaine filtered out of the system and all the raw sewage as well.
Okay.
Which I probably misinterpreted. Okay.
And Carrie's not worried about it.
Carrie's not worried about it because she doesn't care if you die. Listeners, I do.
Thanks for listening.
Okay.
Bye.